With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Heading out today, if you are, expect lots of company. Today's a huge getaway day ahead of the long holiday weekend. AAA expects 38 million Americans to hit the roads, although
air travel's also very popular right now. 3.5 million people is our projection for the Memorial Day weekend. So airports are going to be as packed as they've been. I mean, they'll be more packed than we've seen it in 20 years.
AAA's Aixa Diaz says a lot of those travelers will be heading to Florida. It's among the most popular holiday destinations. The heavy weather that pounded central Texas peeled back part of the roof of a shopping mall. Neighbors Arkansas and Oklahoma saw torrential rains, hail, and high winds. Today, a large swath of the country could experience powerful storms. 9 people killed when a stage at a political rally in northern Mexico collapsed. Fierce winds blamed for that deadly accident. Also at SRNNews.com, House Republicans are calling more university chiefs to Capitol Hill following the recent anti-Israel, anti-Semitic protests on campus.
Scheduled to testify today at a hearing by the House Committee on Education and the Workforce are heads of Northwestern University, Rutgers, and University of California, Los Angeles. Lawmakers want to hear about the concessions that schools gave to pro-Palestinian protesters to end demonstrations and clear their encampments on their campuses, as well as allegations of anti-Semitism. Tensions over the Israel-Hamas war have been high on campuses since the fall, and spiked in recent weeks with some 3,000 arrests nationwide. Donna Water, Washington.
A Michigan farm worker diagnosed with bird flu is the second human case tied to an outbreak in dairy cows. The person has since recovered. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures up 43 points, NASDAQ futures ahead 193. This is SRN News. Very few Christians are involved in prison ministries.
According to a new poll from Lifeway Research, only 25% of Protestant churchgoers have ever served in an outreach to men and women behind bars. The vast majority of respondents say they are in favor of prison ministry, but most don't actually participate. However, the survey also finds that most believers want to embrace the incarcerated. 77% say they would be happy to attend church with someone who had been in prison, and roughly two-thirds would welcome a formerly incarcerated individual as a friend. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New York's High Court has upheld a ruling that requires companies with health insurance plans to cover what it calls medically necessary abortions. The decision from the Court of Appeals comes after a lawsuit from the Roman Catholic Diocese of Albany and other religious groups. They argue the policy's exemption for religious employers is too narrow and would force some businesses to violate their religious freedoms. State financial regulators approved the policy in 2017. This is SRN News. Republican Ted Cruz rolls out legislation aimed at protecting in vitro fertilization.
Senator Cruz this week introduced the IVF Protection Act, along with Senator Katie Britt of Alabama. That's with the state Supreme Court earlier this year ruled that frozen embryos are children and thus protected by Alabama's wrongful death statute. The ruling has left Cruz, Britt, and other Republicans vulnerable to what Britt calls fear-mongering by critics who accuse Republicans of planning to impose new nationwide restrictions on IVF services. Bob Agnew reporting.
Idaho Democrats caucusing across the state, selecting their presidential nominee, giving Joe Biden more delegates after he already clinched the party's 2024 nomination. Today's caucus participants will also elect delegates pledged to the nominee for next month's state convention. That convention will be held on the 22nd of June. More details, SRNNews.com.